This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. Towards the end of week five, the Texas House finally gets to work. On Thursday, February 14th, Speaker Burroughs released the committee assignments. This is the longest amount of time taken to make committee assignments in 40 years. The Republican Party of Texas has been insisting for years through the platform and priorities that as long as the Republican Party holds the majority of seats in the House, all committees should be chaired by Republicans. To this end, Mr. Burroughs followed through, and for the first time, all the chairs are Republican, in name only. It should be noted that the majority of those R's named as chairs are close comrades to Mr. Burroughs and are the same Republicans that have thwarted numerous conservative policies for years. Speaker Burroughs followed the letter of the law, but not the spirit, as he promptly created 12 new subcommittees, half of which are chaired by Democrats. The House Appropriations Committee got right to work and scheduled two hearings for the sixth week of the session. As of the 17th of February, no other committees have even scheduled an organizational meeting, leading me to believe it may be 10 days or more before any of the other committees have hearings. In contrast, the Senate has already passed numerous bills through committee and voted on the floor. The Senate has brought to the House numerous bills which have been waiting to get a first reading in the House. The Senate began referring bills 8 days into the session. We are now on day 34 out of 140 waiting for the Texas House to get to work. The Senate has moved several important bills out of committee since passing the school choice bill. This week, Senate committees passed on to the floor a property tax relief bill and a bail reform bill, both of which are expected to pass the Senate. The property tax relief bill would raise homestead exemptions from $100,000 to $140,000. Homeowners over 65 would receive an additional $10,000 of relief. The bail reform bill would deny bail to felony offenders who are in the country illegally. It would also require a judge to set the bail amount as opposed to a magistrate that is not elected and not accountable to the citizenry. The author of this bill, Senator Huffman, said, "This bill is a pointed effort focused on our violent repeat offenders. It does not alter bond practices surrounding lower-level misdemeanors." Well, there will be plenty to do once the House decides to get to work. Looks like they have their plate full, and they have not even started on the soup yet.
Ha ha.